Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong marched today, adding to the civil unrest that engulfed the Chinese semi-autonomous territory for much of 2019. City police fired tear gas and pepper spray to chase crowds that had put up barricades in the Kowloon district. Authorities said they detained some 400 people for unlawful assembly and carrying weapons. Against the backdrop of a continuing standoff with U.S. President Donald Trump, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again using bellicose language, warning he is ready to unveil a new strategic weapon. Kim's end-of-the-year deadline for renewed talks with Washington has come and gone, but has that put new meaning into his latest threats? Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea. In Australia, 2020 begins as 2019 ended, with dry conditions, hot weather, and strong winds continuing to fuel history-making wildfires. At least 17 deaths have been reported nationwide. Emergency officials say more than 200 huge bushfires are burning throughout the country. More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. It is once again time for people around the world to hope the new year will be better than the year before. AP correspondent Matt Small reports on the arrival of 2020.
About 3,000 pounds of confetti showered New Yorkers and tourists who filled Times Square to watch the famous ball drop. In Rome, Pope Francis delighted tourists and Romans when he strolled St. Peter's Square to admire the nativity scene. But the visit went south when one woman grabbed his hand, pulling him toward her to shake it, forcing the Pope to strike her grip twice to free his fingers. US, huge crowds attended the midnight fireworks along the resort-lined Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Small.
In Iraq today, security forces at the American Embassy in Baghdad had to hold off protesters led by pro-Iran militiamen during a second day of demonstrations. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossio with a report.
Unrest continues outside the American Embassy in Baghdad for a second day.